Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody scream!
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? We have been here. Yes, sir. Jesus is a chain breaker. That's what I'm talking about. Today's topic, when you mess up, confess up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ain't nobody perfect. But when you do mess up, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? Up to God. You know what I'm talking about? Confess up to God. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He know everything about you anyway. Well, if you know everything, well, I got to confess. Because he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways. You know what I'm saying? I'm acquainted with all of your ways, but I want you to acknowledge me in all of your ways. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Before we jump into it, man, let's open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives, Father. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come before you and your people with this broadcast, Father. I pray that you will water the seed that will be planted, Father. Let it produce a great harvest, 100-fold, 200-fold, 300-fold, however you want to do it in your kingdom, Father. Yes, sir. Father, let your will be done this day. Thanks that you are leading God, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, be accepted in your sight. Pray that you would get the glory from this broadcast. Lead us and guide us. We now decrease so that you may increase in us. Have your way. Please be pleased with our praise. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you and draw us all closer. Satan, the Lord rebukes you and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against all evil. So let your will be done this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch everybody who will tune in, who has tuned in already and everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah, we up in here, man. Today's topic, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, when you mess up, confess up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, I know everything about you, but he said, you know, I'm acquainted with all your ways, but I want you to acknowledge me in all of your ways. You see what I'm saying? He ain't no bully. He ain't gonna force his way in there. You know what I'm saying? He's a gentle God. Yeah, and still, he's still the Almighty. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? He came down here and showed himself as a lamb, as his son, and they killed him. But they didn't realize he was going to get back up as the conquering lion and come back. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, the Lion of Judah. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. For sure, man. We up in here. When you mess up, confess up. So when you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? Confess up to God. Come to the throne boldly. You know what I'm talking about? The throne of grace. Nobody's perfect. I know a lot of folks try to put it like that. You know, we all want to be so good, but come on, man. Keep it real. Tell the truth and shame Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Tell the truth and shame Satan. Because, see, look here. If you confess your faults, if you confess up, you confess your faults to the God Almighty, Abba Father, then the loser enemy, the already defeated foe, can't blame you for anything. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to scratch the record with that. It's already started up in here. Up in here. Yes, sir. Let's scratch it right quick. And let me repeat that. When you mess up, confess up. All right? Keep it real. Tell the truth and shame Satan. If you confess your faults to the God Almighty, Abba Father, then the loser enemy, the already defeated foe, can't blame you for anything. Why? Because God already know everything about you. I'm keeping it 100 with God. Uh-oh. Keeping it 1,000 with the Lord. Yes, sir. If you confess your faults to God, accuser, which is Satan, the devil, can't blame you before God. Mm-hmm. Because you already, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Yeah, we going, you know what I'm saying, disarm the enemy. Yes, sir. Take all his weapons. You know what I mean? If you confess your faults to God, God is faithful and just to forgive us. He know everything about us. You know what I mean? He know we ain't perfect. You know, he knew what Adam and Eve were going to do. He knew what we going to do today and tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Yeah, keep it real with him. That's all he wants. Keep it real, man. You know what I mean? You can fake and front in front of people, but you can't fake in front of God. Even though people be trying it, but he see everything. Even that nighttime is daytime to him. You know what I'm talking about? So if you confess your faults to God, he is faithful and he's just to forgive you. He's faithful and just to forgive us. You can find help, healing, and restoration at the throne of grace. Yeah, we're going to look at that scriptures and all that today. Yeah, got them scriptures on deck. Y'all know that. You know what I mean? A few of them is 1 John, that's towards, you know, Revelation, you know what I mean, not the Gospel of John, even though they're the same people, but 1 John, though, the first chapter, verses number 9 and 10, And then Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Don't worry, I'm going to repeat it. These are a couple of scriptures, but y'all know we keep them scriptures on deck. But 1 John, the 1st chapter, verses 9 and 10. 1 John, the 1st chapter, verses 9 and 10, and Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 14 through 16. All right? And get this in your heart and your head and everywhere. Jesus is in your soul. Jesus is the only perfect, sinless one out of all humans. That's right. I repeat, Jesus, the Christ, the Lord and Savior of all, who God made everything through. Nothing was made without him, who became flesh. Jesus is, he's the only one that is perfect and sinless out of all humans. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, when you mess up, man, yeah, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? God knows everything about you. Keep it real. Keep it 100. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Shout out to the homie Lion in the chat room kicking it with me. Put another scripture out there, Habakkuk 3:14. Appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate it. We up in here, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. Let's see. Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and jump into some scriptures, man. How about that? You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets Christ. Let's look at the first scriptures for the day. And we're going to start off. It's going to be in 1 John. And don't be ashamed to look in your table of contents if you need to. Yes, sir. 1 John. 1st chapter. Towards the back of the Bible. Or in the back of the Bible, towards the end of the Bible. First John 1, First John, the 1st chapter, starting at verse 9. And it reads, if we confess our sins, see that? Yeah, this Bible is saying this. So whoever was writing this, talking about their own sins, too. See, ain't nobody holier than the next person. It's God that's holy, and that's who makes us holy, right? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And he's not just going to forgive us, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Y'all see that? What I'm talking about, man. That's God is love right there. That's love. You know what I mean? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yeah. If God mark you down as blameless, come on, man. What the accuser going to do if God mark you down as blameless? You know what I'm saying? He going to mark you down as blameless. You already coming to the throne of grace boldly and confessing that you need him every day. You got to die to your flesh every day, man. It's a fight. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 10, 1 John. 1 John chapter number 1, verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, it's the Bible now. Don't y'all see people like that sometimes? Act like they don't even sin. You know what I'm saying? Like they ain't made out of dirt. You know what I'm talking about? If we say that we have not sinned, we make him, God, a liar. And his word is not in us. Woo! We shut the whole broadcast down with these two verses. 1 John chapter number 1, verses 9 and 10. I'm going to read both of them again. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's going to forgive you and clean you up. You can't clean yourself up. A lot of folks are like, well, when I stop doing this, I'm going to come to God. He going to clean you. You come as you are. It don't matter what people are doing in the church. You know what I'm saying? They are not God. You know what I'm saying? They don't even want you to come as you are. You know what I'm saying? And then if you do come as y'all, they are immediately trying to be Holy Ghost Jr. and change you up. But the devil is the liar. It takes God to change us. He's the one that created us. That's why he sends his Holy Spirit to connect with our spirit, to qualify us for service in this kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, verse 9 and 10 from 1 John 1 and the first chapter. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and God's word is not in us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you messed up. God know you. He said he looked down. The Bible says that. He looked down from his throne to see anybody on earth that do good. And then they said, no, there's not one that did good. Uh-oh. Because it's him that wills and to do that wills and does the will through you. You know what I'm saying? Working with you. So his spirit connecting with your spirit. You putting down your selfish will to take his will. Of course everything gonna work out for your good. Because you line up with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? The one that created it all. So when you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even talking about confessing to people, even though the Bible is a scripture that say confess your faults to one another. But these days, people, instead of praying for you and building you up, they're ripping you up. So when you mess up, confess up. God know. You know what I'm saying? You can always go to the throne boldly. God ain't going to turn you down. You know what I'm saying? He going to build you up for sure. You know what I'm saying? He will tear down that stuff that he doesn't like, that you don't need in your life, that goes against you or what have you. But when you mess up, confess up. Tell the truth. You know what I'm talking about? Keep it real. But like they say these days, keep it 100. You know what I'm talking about? Keep it 1,000. You know what I'm talking about? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Because when you confess your imperfections and sins and shortcomings and trespasses against God, etc., then the accuser, which is Satan, can't blame you for anything. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to tell the truth. That's what that means. It is revelation. We heard it all our lives or what have you. You heard it before. Tell the truth and shame the devil. That's how you do it. Because when you confess your imperfections, when you confess that you need God, you need him to be Lord in your life, you know what I'm saying? You're not perfect, so you confess your imperfections to him and your sins and your shortcomings and all your trespasses against God. You confess that to God and whatever else it may be. Then the accuser, Satan, can't blame you for nothing. He can't blame you for anything. No weapon formed against you works. You know what I'm talking about? And every lie is deleted, should I say, by the truth. How about that? No weapon formed against you works. And every lie out of the mouth of Satan is deleted by the truth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Yeah, we up in here, man. We just getting started, man. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening to today's topic. When you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? God know everything. You know what I'm saying? You want to keep it real, say you're keeping it real. God know what you're doing in secret. You know what I'm talking about? He know what you're doing in secret. He know all the secrets, even the secret societies. Uh-oh. But we ain't came to talk about that today. We talking about getting right with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? How we can walk with God, even though when you're walking with God and you got a godly nature, you still have a sinful nature too. You got a flesh nature. So it's a constant war. You know what I'm saying? That's why God is with you to work all things out for your good. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back after this message.
Change, you gave me mercy and grace. All I can say, it back in my face. When I'm running this race, sometimes I wanna give up, and I feel like I'm stuck, but in God I will trust. So I'm calling your name, seeking your face. Don't take this from me, put me in another place. Ready for change, you gave me mercy and grace.
Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. When you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man. It's all gravy. When you mess up, confess up. You know what I mean? Why people don't want to hear about this, huh? Y'all want to hear about, they want to hear about what would you do for a Klondike bar. All the phone line was lit up. I sent out the same amount of messages this week, and one person, two people maybe, hit the phone. Appreciate you tuning in, Wanda. I see you. You know what I'm talking about? That's a shame. I'm talking about, I sent 40 messages. Everybody tuned in last week. What would you do for a Klondike bar? This week, when you mess up, confess up, man. I mean, this would help you. You would think people would want to hear this, but they too busy sleep or whatever. I mean, I don't expect people to be here every Saturday, but come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. This is to help you. Everybody who know me, y'all know that's what I'm about. I'm about Christ. You know what I'm talking about? So, let me act. And on Saturday, we're going to get this Jesus regardless. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So let's go ahead. Continue for the ones that are willing and that are here, man. We appreciate it, man. We don't focus on that anyway. We focus on the Father. That's sure. All right. Get back into it, you know. When you mess up, confess up. Tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. keep it 100. Confess upward. You know what I'm talking about? Don't worry about this stuff on the earth, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be earthly minded. You know what I'm talking about? Cast your cares on things above. You know what I mean? For he cares for you. God is spirit, yet and still he made this world that we live in. I'm talking about made all of it. You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to start telling the truth, man. You know what I'm talking about? If you haven't been doing it, tell the truth. Shame the devil. You know what I'm talking about? Take the ammunition from him. You know what I'm talking about? Tell the truth and shame the devil. So when you confess all your shortcomings and your imperfections and your sins and all your trespasses against God and whatever else you need to confess to God, then the accuser, Satan, can't blame you for anything. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, what's going to separate you from the love of God when you choosing to go to God? It don't matter these rules and regulations and these laws that they're passing or whatever nowadays they're going against God. Come on, man. God is the one that's still in control. You know what I mean? Where is your faith? You know what I'm saying? Is your faith in this world system? Or is your faith in God, the Almighty? Because this world system is operated by what they call the Almighty Dollar. You know what I mean? And what my homie Genesis called the Unmighty Dollar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but God, that's the Almighty God. Ain't nothing else that can compare to him. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. So let's go to the next scripture, which is Hebrews chapter number 4. And we're looking at verse number 14 again. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening. And again, we do highlight verses on Saturdays, but we encourage everybody who's listening to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't go around telling people what not to do and what to do and all this stuff like that. Well, what not to do? Don't do this, 'cause God gonna get you. You know what I'm saying? I'm preaching grace, man. You know what I'm talking about? Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So I don't tell people to stop doing nothing in their life. I just tell them to add the Bible to it and want to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? Get into it. You want to know the truth? You want to, you know about God? Want to know God? Get into his word. And he will change you up. You know what I'm saying? You can't change yourself. And people sure be trying to change you, and they'll do a bad job. So you might as well. I mean, you got to let the one change you who made you. You know what I mean? Who knows everything about you, who knows more about you than you know about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Hebrews. And we're looking at chapter number 4, verses 14 through 16. Hebrews chapter number 4, verses 14 through 16. And this is another powerful one. I could shut the broadcast down after this one again. You know what I mean? But Hebrews 4, chapter number 14, chapter number 4, verse number 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest, talking about Jesus now, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. God knows everything about it, told you. Ain't like he can't sympathize with your weakness right here. Verse 15, Hebrews 4, says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. He ain't far off. You know what I'm talking about? I asked my brother, and he's so-called Muslim. I said, man, do you feel like you got a relationship with God? Do you feel like, you know, do you feel like whoever you serve, is that your father? He said, no. You know what I'm saying? Right here, he says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. He can sympathize with you. That's the great thing about Jesus, the great thing about the God Almighty, the true and living God. He understands everything about you. He sympathizes with you. He didn't create hell for any of us. You know what I'm saying? Hell was created for the devil and the demons. You know what I'm saying? So that's why God's showing you love. So if you go to hell in the lake of fire, or what have you, if you miss heaven for eternity, that's your fault. I mean, what else you want God to do? You know what I'm saying? He created everything, created you, created me, all of us. Then we messed up, and he came and sacrificed for us to get back right with him. I love you, Father. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? Continue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we got a high priest can sympathize with our weaknesses. Let me continue to read verse 15. It says, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are. Look at that. What? He was in all points tempted the same way you get tempted, the same way I get tempted. Yet, here is our hope right here, yet without sin. He didn't sin. Even in his weakness, he didn't sin. Because he's a God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? We are not God Almighty. We are children. That's why he sympathizes with our weaknesses. He came out here, got in the body, to feel what you feel, to feel what I feel, to see these emotions and all this, to see how people do you. You know what I'm saying? Even to feel how people praise you, the love and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because there is some good people still left on earth. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Good don't get you to heaven either, though. You got to get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, let me continue to read. Verse 16 from Hebrews 4 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Don't be scared. You know what I'm saying? Lions are not scared. Jesus is the lamb and the lion. Revelation 5, if you want to see that for yourself. Revelation 5. He's the lamb and the lion, man. You know what I'm saying? The lion of the tribe of Judah, the king of kings, the lord of lords. You know what I mean? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That's what grace, not the throne of condemnation. You go to some churches and they condemn you. But you got to go to the throne of grace and find those churches of grace, not a church of condemnation. Because there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Even when they mess up, they still according to the Spirit. Because right here, Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Everybody can use help when in time of need, man. Come on, man. This is God, your Father, Abba Father. You know what I mean? Yeah. Get to know him. Get this word. Pick that word up, man. You know what I mean? Get this Jesus, man. Yes, sir. So when you mess up, confess up, because you got a high priest who can sympathize with your weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? And he went through it. He was tempted on all points, but he didn't sin. We mess up and fall short, even still, to this day. You know what I mean? So come to the throne boldly. Come to the throne of grace boldly. It's mercy there. It's grace there. It's help there for you. You know what I mean? Help, healing, and restoration. Meditate on that for the day. Help, healing, and restoration. That's what this whole broadcast is all about. When you mess up, confess up so you can receive your help, your healing, and your restoration, that mercy that comes from the God Almighty. You know what I'm saying? Strong enough to crush the whole world, but yet gentle enough to make some flowers on this earth. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Yeah. We go off for the Lord, man. It's your homie Oasis on here. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. When you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, keep it real. Keep it 100. God see everything. You know what I'm talking about? You keep it 100, but you keep it 100. How you going to keep it 100% 90% of the time? Come on, man. Keep it 100. As long as I'm in front of somebody. Come on, man. God, see, you always in front of someone. God always watching. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I'm going to a phone call. We got a phone call. 678-592. What's cracking? You on live when hip-hop meets the Christ.
What's going on? Joshua Brandt, man. This is Stylin' Scott. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, man. How you doing, man? What's going on with you, cuz?
Doing very well, man. Doing very well, man. Just heard about just got the text, man, through via Derek Mays, man. I wanted to just chime in and see what was going on with the broadcast, man, and just listen in, man. I love it. I love it, bro. God bless
That's
you. Great
up,
topic,
man.
Great topic.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man.
Ain't no thing. Just glad to be reconnected, man. Hey, man, this is and the topic today, man, I appreciate you, bro, because that's something that, the topic is what we all need to realize. Sometimes we feel like we're scared to confess up sometimes, you know. We get like little
right,
kids
right.
when we make mistakes, you know. The first thing we need to, instead of telling on ourselves, we're going to try to hide it. We're going to try to, you know, it's like they're putting your hands in the cookie jar. and acting like, you know, you ain't did nothing, but you got chocolate over your fingers. You know?
right, bro.
You got coals over your hands. You're still trying to hide. You know?
Your
hand's dirty, man.
Yes,
all you got to do is just say, I took it. I took it because my mom said I was hungry, you know, for whatever reason. You know,
right.
You know, whatever reason he did it, you know. But God, man, one thing about God, man, he's so, like you just said, man, I love what you just said. You know, God is so loving and caring and forgiving, man. All we got to do is just come to him, you know, earnestly with our whole heart, man. He said he's just enough to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, man.
Amen.
So, man,
amen.
Man, I just wanted to chime in, man. Listen to you, man. I got the number now. I'm going to have to lock it in and be a part of this show, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm talking about? Power is in number. You know what I'm talking about? And we need to unite as the body of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Don't need to be no division, man. But, yeah, I appreciate you tuning in, cuz. And I appreciate you, you know what I mean, pushing one and chiming in and everything, too, bro. Long time no hearing and seeing and all that. But, yeah, man, I'm glad that it's still, you know, all God. You know what I'm talking about?
Man.
And that's for real.
Definitely. That's what the brothers are. That's what the brothers in Christ are all about, man. And let there be no division. Let there be no separation, man. Cause like the old folks say, they was hitting on something when they said, man, when we all get to heaven.
Yes, sir.
When we all get to heaven, bro. We can't be up in heaven doing all this kind of stuff, all this division and stuff, man. We're going to be there together, man. We can't rejoice unless you together, bro. So we go, okay, man. We in it together. We in it to win it, man. It's all about the kingdom, cuz. You know how we love. You know how we talk about it. It's all about the kingdom.
For sure. That's what it is, man. So appreciate you, man. I'll be in touch with you, cuz.
Do that, man. God bless you, bro. I pray you Godspeed, man. And, yeah, let's hook up, man. Give me a holler sometime.
All right, for sure. That's what's up. Peace.
All right, now. Peace.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. For sure, man. That's Pastor Styles and Scott. Yes, sir. Pastor Styles and Scott. We'll get him back on here. You know what I'm saying? Let him get on here and preach to y'all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good, man. We grew up together, you know what I'm saying? Long time. Everything like that. Like, our family's close and everything. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. That's what it is, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, when you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm talking about? Confess upward. Tell the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Talk about it. Everything. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So, yeah, man. We'll be right back, man. We're going to jump into another scripture when we come back, man. But y'all, stay tuned in, man. Be right back in a minute.
Just a war cry, man. Time to make them demons flee, homie. Giving God the praises every day that I'm breathing. You might give it when I want it, but you got it when I need it. Listen, Jesus, I know you will sacrifice for the people, so why I'm here with a reason. I'm turning demons to pieces. I put the light on your secrets and then I silence your legion. I ain't afraid of no demons, disciples ride with me. As long as I'm in his word, his light gon' shine on me. I put them light on them demons, it ain't no hide for me. Amen. Hey, amen.
Hey. hey, hey, amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, 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 amen, hey, hey, hey. Amen. Hey. 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 Amen. Hey. 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 Amen. Hey. 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 Amen.
Amen. Hey. 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 Amen. Hey. 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 Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. That was yours truly, your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua Grant. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? And featuring, you know, Big Hurt, the other homie, my other little young homie who be calling in here. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Making them demons disappear. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. When hip-hop meets the truth, when hip-hop meets the way, when hip-hop meets the life, you know what I'm talking about? Notice I said the, Z, whatever you want to say, not A, though, because ain't no other way. Any other way going to get you sent away. You know what I'm talking about? All right. For sure, man. Right now, I want to take out this time, man. Y'all dig what we doing going on over here. And when hip-hop meets the Christ, man, y'all tune into this website as well, www.kobgmg.com. That's www.kobgmg.com. That's Kings Ordained by God Music Group. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all go on there, check us out, man. We up and running. We up and moving. You know what I'm talking about? So if y'all digging this, y'all go check that out, kobgmg.com. We up through there, man. God is great. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. Do them concerts telling Satan to fall back. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. Bring that anointing everywhere we go, man. We take it to the streets, to the churches, to the house, to wherever, to the ends of the earth. That's what we're supposed to do. And we are about the King's business. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. Let's jump back into the topic for today, man. When you mess up, confess up. Tell the truth. Keep it real. Keep it 100. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. You're not perfect. And guess who knows you're not perfect? The one who all of us got to give account to. He knows we're not perfect. So he's not sitting up there trying to act like he got to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? There's people that be misunderstanding and misinterpreting his word and, you know, misleading and stuff like that, man. God understands. We just seen how we got a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. And he was tempted in all points that we are tempted in. You know what I'm saying? There's no temptation given unto man. You know what I mean? That's different from any other person that's facing it, that's living this earth. You know what I mean? We all got a sinful nature who the world caters to and who the devil tries to trip us up with. You know what I'm saying? But we do have a spiritual nature as well, and that's the side of you that wants to please God. You know what I mean? Yeah. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's go to Romans, the 9th chapter. Let's go to Romans 9. And again, I got to shout out Lion021. You know what I mean? They keep dropping those scriptures in the chat room, man. I appreciate it. Really do. Keeping me encouraged. You know what I mean? Every time I play a song or whatever, I go in the broadcast and I can get encouraged. And that's what we're supposed to do. Even when you go to church on Sundays, man, stop sucking the life out your preacher and put some life back into him. That's why some people be saying, amen, preach. You got that right. Use them, Lord. Come on, man. Talk back. You know what I mean? Encourage folks. Don't go to church. Don't read your Bible none during the week. Go to church and hear what the preacher say and suck the life out of the preacher. Come on, man. Come on. You should be praying for him while he's up preaching and everything. So, again, shouts out. Much, much love from our Abba Father. To Lion, you know what I mean, 021, you know what I mean? For dropping those scriptures of encouragement in there, man. Yeah, I love that. Let's go to Romans 9. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to encourage each other, not cut each other up. You know what I'm saying? Iron sharpens iron. You only use the sharp sword to cut the enemy up. Who's the enemy? Satan. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, so Satan, them demons. The fallen angels. That's the enemy. Use that word of God to chop their behinds up. You know what I'm talking about? Chop the head off of the devil. All right? Kill this Babylon system, this Babylonian system. Romans chapter number 9. Let's look at verse number 15 and 16. It says, for he says to Moses, God says to Moses, this is what God says, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. I told y'all, this is some good help. Verse 16, guess what 16 say? It says, so then it is not of him or her who wills, just because you want to do it, nor of him or her who runs, just because you start doing it. You don't get no credit. But it's of God who shows mercy. Woo. Yeah. That don't mean you're insignificant. You know what I'm saying? God includes you in this relationship with him. You are very significant to him. You mean so much to him that he came off his throne, left his throne of glory, and came and got on the cross and let them do all that for you. He let them do all that to him for you. That's how much you mean to him. You know what I'm talking about? Getting to know him, man. That's where your value comes from. The one that created everything. Forget these laws, these man-made stuff. This system, you see it crumbling. That's why they hurry up and trying to build another one. That's going to crumble too. Because only what you do for Christ going to last. You know what I'm saying? Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem coming from heaven to crush Satan's kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? The kingdom of darkness, which really ain't no kingdom. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. But yeah, let me read Romans 9 in verses 15 and 16 again. It says, for God says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. Mm-hmm. God knows. He knows whose name is written in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life already. He knows who's going to make it. We don't. That's why you preach to everybody. You know what I'm saying? You reach out to everybody with love or what have you. You know what I'm saying? But he already knows. Because after that, it talks about, you know, about him and how he made Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? And he make vessels of wrath. He do this. That's the only one who do what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he want to do it, man. You know what I'm talking about? He's so powerful that his words, they perform and do what he say. When he said, let there be light, guess what? The light came on, shouted, just by what he said. Just by what he said. Let the earth, you know what I'm saying, bring forth grass. And it started growing. That's how almighty he is. Yet and still, he loves you and showed us his heart through Jesus the Christ. Let's go to Romans 8, man. We were just in Romans 9. Let's go to Romans 8. One chapter over, and we're going to start at verse 28. Romans 8, starting in verse 28. Hold on, before I do that, I see Wanda want to chime in. Wanda, Evangelist Wanda say, it's like fire shut up in her bones. She couldn't take it no more. What up, Wanda? Speak on it, Wanda. Unmute you.
What's going on, Mama? It's a good morning. I've been listening since you started the broadcast, and I wanted to chime in, but I'm driving. I don't want all that echo in the back, but I got to say something.
Okay.
The one thing about Jesus is he wants you to come boldly to him. God did not give us the spirit of fear. Because he said Jesus so that we could live and not die, and so that we had power against the devil. So we got power over him. So what he does is he wants us not to confess so we can be in fear. He wants us not to believe we can say and move things and make things happen. He wants us to humble ourselves to him. But God said that we are the head and not the tail, and that we have power. We are conquerors. We are not frivolous, you know, below the devil people. We can stand on his head. We can make him bow down. We can speak right now and say, in the name of Jesus, and he got to go. So what I'm saying to say this is, confess up to Jesus. Let him know, Lord, you know who I am. You know I sin every day. You know when I wake up that I'm human in flesh. You know that I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. But I know who my Savior is, and I know that you died so that I can live, and I'm not afraid of the devil. I don't fear him. I fear your work. hear your wrath, God, but I know that you sent your son so that I can stand up to the devil and tell him, I may be in this world, but I'm not of this world. And even though I sin, my father died for all my sins. I am redeemed by Jesus.
Amen.
And so that heals all of that. So as long as you confess to Jesus, you go to him and you say, Jesus, I'm sinful and you know it. And I want to tell you, God, forgive me. He's going to forgive you, and Satan has no power. That's what I have. That's all I have to say. I just want you to, I want people to know that if you go to Jesus, that takes all the power away from Satan. He has no power, because you can go to Jesus right in front of him, in the hospital, in the job, in the trouble time, jail. You can go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I'm your child. I sin, I fell short, but I'm still your child. Forgive me, and guess what? Right then, you made Satan go. He had to go. Because Jesus got to leave. He got to flee. You do that, you take all the power that Satan think he got away.
That's right.
You blow all the smoke away. All the smoke is gone. You can see clear. That's all I'm saying. You can see clearly now the rain is gone. You have to move the rain out your way. You have to tell Satan, I'm not afraid of you. See, Satan wants you to keep condemning yourself, knowing that you are of flesh, and say, oh, you know, I do this and I do that. So you can't be Jesus' child. You can't be of God because you talk like this, or you do this or you do that. But let me tell you something. Jesus died. We're not under the law. He came and he took the law. And we are under the grace and mercy of Jesus. He was the sacrificial lamb. Now we're living the lion life. We're living the conqueror life. We're living the powerful king and queen life. We're living the power. We have dominion over him. And he knows it. So he tries to make your mind think. He tries to put the smoke in your head, close your eyes to him, so you can have fear of saying things about Jesus or doing things for Jesus or living for Jesus, because he wants you to think, oh, you do this every day. How can you be, you ain't saved. That's the word. You ain't saved because you say this, you drive this, you say that, you do this. No, I'm saved. Jesus died. And he came and became flesh. Just like me, he was thinking of sin every day, just like me. However, he died so we could live and not be of sin.
Amen. He gave us the right to the tree of life.
He gave us the right to the tree of life. He gave us the right to stand up over the devil, make him fall back. You can speak Jesus and he has to flee. That's all you speak them. And Satan know that, so he try his best to keep your mind tied up. It starts with your mind. You got to renew your thought every day. Every day, you got to know Jesus. You got to know him for yourself. You got to believe him for yourself. You got to get in that word for yourself, so you can know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You got to know it. See, when you have a doubt, that's when Satan sneak in. When people look at you and say, oh, you smile all the time, and you always happy, and, oh, your life is like this, so, and you do that, so how can you always be this way? How can you always talk about Jesus and smile and do this? Because I know him for myself. I have a relationship with him. He's my father, you know, and I don't have to fear what the world brings. And I ain't talking about flesh and blood. I'm talking about your demons that you're bringing. I'm talking about all this just your talking, that hater rate. I don't fear that, because I know who my father is. And that means I'm more than a conqueror. I'm above and beyond that. So that's where your confidence, you have to build your confidence in Jesus. And the only way you can build your confidence in Jesus is to get to know him. If you don't know Jesus today, get to know Jesus. Because that's how you're going to live and not die. When you know Jesus, you say hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah with anyhow. No matter what's going on, if your bills are due and you don't have the money, hallelujah anyhow. If your child is sick, hallelujah anyhow. If your child is in the world and doing drugs and doing whatever is going on in your life, you can say hallelujah anyhow. In the name of Jesus, it's going to be all right. Because he's already fixed it. He already worked it out for you if you believe in him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Appreciate you tuning in, woman, and calling in, speaking on it and everything, man, giving encouragement to me and to the people. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you. Enjoy your Saturday, man. I'll let you.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
All right. All right. For sure, man. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We'll be right back in a minute, man. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, when you mess up, confess up. Be right back. I need you to save the day. That's all you gotta do. Ask Jesus to save the day. You know what I'm talking about? He knows. He says, you know, I'm acquainted with all of your ways. It says that in Psalms. But he also says, acknowledge me in all of your ways, though. Yeah. Well, you're acquainted with him, so, but your part is to acknowledge him in all of your ways. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. He keeps you in perfect peace. He keeps you in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. And that's what we need, man. We need the perfect peace of the Lord. You know what I mean? Keep your mind on him, man. This world chaotic. It's real chaotic. You know what I'm talking about? Real, real chaotic. I'm talking about getting worse every day, getting worse by the second, really. Because the world is constantly pushing God away and embracing Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, we God's most precious creation, man. He didn't die for the angels. He died for us humans. How precious are you to him? Yeah. No matter how you look at yourself, no matter what people say about you, how precious are you to God, your Father? You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, when you mess up, confess up. Uh-oh. Is that right? Get your help and your healing and your restoration. When you mess up, confess up. And God is going to help you, heal you, and restore you. Well, I feel like partying now. Yes, sir. You know what I'm talking about? Celebrate, man. Rejoice. God tells you to rejoice. He tells you to celebrate. He gives you joy. Why? I mean, it'll be a bunch of sad. Go to church and be sad. Have a sad service. What? Anyway, it's that kingdom. It's that kingdom stuff, man. You know what I'm talking about? Don't get left in the dust, but in the real God, put your trust. Then you will see that he is with me and he's real, too. And the same Holy Ghost that fills me will come and fill you. Heal who? Jesus Christ? Yeah, right. That's a lie. Don't act like he ain't coming because we all going to see him when he crack the sky. We living our lives how we want to as the days go by and by. I'm not perfect at all, but if I fall, I'm still going to try and try. Get up and take my stand and continue to walk with the King hand in hand. The harvest is plenteous. We need more laborers to help us carry out God's plan. Come to a place, speak your mind, and dress how you want to. We're individuals, but we fit together for the Lord. So what you gonna do? You know what I'm talking about? There's always room in the harvest. You know what I'm talking about? They pray for more laborers in the harvest. But we are all laborers, so don't be coming over there trying to lord over the other laborers. You think coming in the harvest thinking you the boss? Nah. Yeah, it's God's garden. You know what I'm talking about? We all laborers. We're joint heirs with Jesus and heirs of God. Come on, how you think you above everybody else? What in the world? Anyway, when you mess up, confess up. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Because when you confess your faults, when you confess your imperfections, when you confess your sins and your shortcomings and your trespasses against God, the accuser, Satan, can't blame you for anything. You know what I'm talking about? Disarm the enemy. Well, that's another broadcast right there. Disarm the enemy. Yeah, I like that. But take that away, because no weapon that's formed against you going to work. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so we taking the weapons from Satan, man. Because like Juan was saying, we're more than conquerors through Jesus the Christ. Not just conquerors, but we're more than conquerors through Jesus the Christ. This ain't no fairy tale. This ain't no fake. You know, none of that make-believe. No, this real. It's that real action. You see what's going on in the world today? You still don't believe in God? What? I bet you believe in the devil. Because how everybody going to agree on one devil? Everybody believe in one devil, which is the already defeated enemy by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Everybody believe in one devil. But then when it comes down to God Almighty, how many religions? If it's one devil, it's only one God. The way, the truth, and the life, that's Jesus, the Christ. You heard about it all your life over here in America. Yeah, yeah. We still standing. You know what I'm talking about? When the enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up his standard against the enemy. So we don't preach condemnation. We preach salvation. True freedom. You know what I'm talking about? Overcoming power. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Deliverance. from the God Almighty. So let's go to Romans chapter number 8, finally. Romans chapter number 8. Again, shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate everybody tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? Every Saturday, 11 a.m., we do this, man. Again, another way to get in contact with us, man, official Genesis, my other host over at Genesis, he has his own record label, man. Yeah, we up in here, man. Oh, he got his own record label, man. You know what I'm talking about? So go to www.kobgmg, www.kobgmg.com. That's Kings Ordained by God Music Group. You know what I'm talking about? We up through there, man. You know what I mean? If you like this radio broadcast, hey, we don't stop. We just keep on pushing, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to represent the Christ all the way till the wheels fall off. We still going to keep on going. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, Romans chapter number 8. Let's get it, man. Oh, man. Children. Romans chapter number 8, and we're going to start with verse number 28. Well, first I want to go back. Let me read verse 1, Romans chapter number 8, verse 1, then I'll skip to verse 28. And like I said before, we only highlight certain verses on Saturdays. Your pastor can only highlight certain verses on Sundays, but it's up to you. You need to read the whole Bible for yourself and not just read the whole, I read the whole Bible before, not just to say that, but live off this word, man. You know what I mean? Let it change you. Let it get into you. You know what I mean? It'll change your life, man. You'll see God for real. Romans chapter number 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation. You need to know this. Churches might condemn you. Some people may condemn you. You know what I mean? But there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, he don't condemn you. He came to the world to condemn flesh, to destroy the works of the devil. That's why he came. That's why he was brought forth. So he's not coming to the world to condemn you or mess your life up. You know what I mean? Stop listening to your own self and the devil, the lies of Satan. I can't have no fun if I follow Christ. What? How you figure that? When God is life, he's the life. Yeah, you better change your mind. Romans chapter number 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, going after the things of the Spirit. You know what I mean? Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You lost? You want to know what to do? Go to God. Seek what God wants first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. You know what I mean? For sure, man. So Romans 8, let's go down to verse 28, and we're going to read 28 through 34, and it says, Romans 8 and verse 28 says, and we know that all things, all, A-L-L, everything, in other words, and we know that everything works together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You're going to get some restoration, some help, and some healing today, because everything works out for your good when you love God. Do you love God? And when you're about his business, are you handling his business, huh? You want to know what he wants you to do, what he created you for? Yeah. Everything will work out for your good if you're on that level. Loving God and going after his will. You know what I mean? Verse 29 says, for whom he foreknew, he already knew you. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined, already fixed your steps to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That includes the sisterings too. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no male or female, you know what I'm saying, in heaven, in the kingdom, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no male angels and female angels. Yeah, come on, man. We going to be like the angels. I don't know. We don't know what we going to be. But it ain't going to be no male and female. You know what I'm saying? Sure ain't going to be no black, white, Chinese, or Spanish, whatever. I'm sorry. Whatever color. Y'all feel what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. But yeah, man. So, verse 29 says, for whom he foreknew, he already knew you, and he also predestined, you already destined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, verse 30, moreover, whom he predestined, look how God involved so much in your life. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Defied you. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that's some hope. There's some hope right there. Let's see, verse 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? Here you go. This is what you say. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God on my side, what's going to work against me, man? Who can beat the Almighty? I mean, he ain't just claiming or saying he's the Almighty. I'm saying it, too. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't just saying it. He is. Moses said, who you want me to tell the governor? Who you want me to tell the president? Who you want me to tell this government? Sent me. You know what I mean? Who you want me to tell them that sent me? When he asked, who you think you are? Guess what Abba Father said? He told Moses, tell him I am. Sent you. Now, who else going to say that about themselves? I am. Ain't now one of, I don't care how bad you is as a human. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard nobody else say, man, I am. Tell them I am, man. You know what I'm saying? I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. You know what I'm talking about? Let's get back into these verses, man. Romans 8, verse 32. If God is for us, who can be against us? Y'all think about it. Verse 32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us, he gave Jesus up for us, for you, for me, for us all. How shall he not with Jesus also freely give us all things? He gonna freely give you all things. Now, come on, man. Freely give you all things, but they telling you to come in here and clock in for your 9 to 5. Uh-oh. Whose report you gonna believe? You gonna believe this world system, or you gonna believe God, the Almighty, who controls everything? Because he says, if he gave up Jesus for you, how can he not with him give you all things? That's verse 32. He's going to give it to you. Maybe you should try Matthew 6:33. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then it says all these things that the world teaches you to go after will be added to your life. You know what I'm saying? That's not, I mean, wait. It's your faith. You want how much you want to use? You know what I'm saying? How big you want God to be? Like, is he Lord? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you'll get up and go to the job and be there on time at 9 o'clock or 8 or 7:30, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But then, on church, do you be on time for church? Or you say, I get there when I get there. And then when you get there, you got to hold your finger up and leave early. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get back into this, man. Verse 33 says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Who's going to bring a charge against God's chosen one? You know what I mean? The devil be accusing you, but who's going to bring a charge against God's elect? They're going to make God think about what they saying about you. Come on, man. It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. Uh-oh. He don't even condemn you. So who is you for condemning another person? Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died. And furthermore, it's also risen. You ain't even did that. You ain't died and rose again. So how you feel you condemn me or him or her or anybody? Who is it who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Now, if he ain't condemning me, what I look like listening to you with your condemnation? You know what I'm saying? What people be saying, don't what they say? The saying goes, don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house. You know what I'm saying? Trying to throw stones at me, but live in a glass house. So you're going to break your window out your house trying to hit me, trying to hit me when I'm all right with God already. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. So what shall separate you from the love of God? And who is it that condemns you? Whoever it is, tell them Jesus is the one that died for you. And then tell them this, and furthermore, you can quote it just like this, furthermore, Jesus is also risen and on your side. Yeah. So when they come with their condemnation, when they come trying to separate you from the love of God, you tell them, that's Satan with his punk behind, coming up here trying to separate you from the love of God and trying to condemn you and make you feel bad about yourself. So tell Satan, Jesus is the one that died for me. And furthermore, Jesus also is risen and on my side. So it's all good when it's all God. Mm-hmm. It's all good when it's all God. When you mess up, confess up. Repent now. You know what I'm talking about? Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Got to go back to your first love. You knew him when you were a baby. You know what I'm talking about? Repent. Come back to Jesus. The only way, man. You know what I mean? Got to go back to your first love. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate everybody tuning in, man. You know what I mean? Listening and spreading the word. Everything, man. Appreciate the support, man. All my folk that know me, man, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Everybody who don't know me, man, I appreciate y'all too. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Abba Father, from Abba Father to y'all. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. God say he'll bless those that bless you. He'll curse those that curse you. You know what I mean? Y'all being a blessing to me just by being here. You know what I'm talking about? So I thank y'all for stopping by, tuning in, and everything like that. All right? So today's topic, when you mess up, confess up. When you mess up, confess up. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's your boy Chosen. It's your boy Chosen. It's your boy Chosen. Yeah, yeah, oh.
Hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out much love to all those that listen to Verbal. What up, man? I see you, Verbal. Yes, sir, on the line. That's what's up, Shawty. Appreciate you. Long time no hear. I'ma see you, though. Yes, sir. I'ma see you, cuz. I'ma see you in these streets somewhere. Yes, sir. That's my homie, though. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. All right? Yes, sir. Shouts out much love to all everybody. Young G. Long ago, I get to me. I see you. You know what I'm talking about? You let me know. You know what I'm talking about? When you want a mic check. All right, for sure, man. We up in here. Today's topic, when you mess up, confess up. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, sitting down with this topic and talking to the Father about it and everything, talking to our Father about it. And this morning is when he showed me, like, when you mess up, confess up. Like, confess up to me. Even though the whole broadcast was about that, I didn't even look at it like that. Like, when you mess up, confess upward. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So, yeah, man, we looked at today as how we can go to the throne of grace boldly and confess our faults and find help, healing, and restoration. You know what I mean? How God gives us mercy, and you know what I mean? And he cleanses us from all of our unrighteousness and everything like that, man. So, God, our Father is great, man. A-B-B-A. Abba. Yeah. Yeah, all that. Yeah, that's why we go like this on Saturdays, man. I love bragging on my Father, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So when you mess up, confess up. You know what I mean? Tell the truth. Keep it real. Keep it 100. Tell the truth. Shame Satan. This how you shame Satan, because when you confess that you're not perfect, when you confess your sins to God, when you confess your shortcomings and your trespasses against God, etc., when you do that, confess your faults to God, then the accuser, which is Satan, he can't blame you for nothing, man. Because you already confessed to God. What are you going to say? Well, God, look at it. You kicked me out, but look at what he doing. And God said, excuse me. I'm already working on him. See, you the one didn't want to stay in your creative position. At least they are willing to stay in the position of letting my son Jesus be Lord of their life. You know what I'm talking about? Because you already confessing your faults to God. So we disarming the enemy, you know what I'm talking about? And that's for real, man. So what shall separate you from the love of God? And who is it that condemns you? So you tell them Jesus is the one that died for you. And furthermore, Jesus is also risen and on your side. Mm-hmm. what should separate you from the love of God? And who is it that condemns you? Tell them Jesus is the one that died for you, and furthermore, Jesus is also risen. And he's also on my side as well. You know what I mean? When you mess up, confess up. Repent now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We all have to go back to our first love, man. You know what I mean? Think about it. You knew when you was a baby. You seen them angels, playing with them angels and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Repent. Come back to Jesus, man. Yeah, repent. He's telling you to redo something. Renew your relationship with God through Jesus. For sure, man. When hip-hop meets Christ, man. We up in here, man. Let's go to the some more scriptures, man. Let's get some more scriptures. Y'all know we keep them scriptures on deck. Believe that, man. Keep them scriptures on deck, man. Let's go back over here to Romans. Romans, the 12th chapter this time. Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. Get into that whole word of God for yourself, man. Forget what you heard about it. You know what I'm saying? Here, faith comes by hearing this word of God, man. Let those that have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. Romans chapter number 12. Verse number 21 says, do not be overcome by evil. Now, I'm going to pause right there now. If you put a D in front of evil, tell me what does that spell? All right, All right. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, if you take a O out of good, tell me what you got. Now you can read this word of God back by, I'm talking about, and see what it's saying. Do not be overcome by the devil, but overcome the devil with God. That's it. You don't need nothing else, do you? Don't be overcome by the devil, but overcome the devil with God, man, the Almighty. We don't call the dollar the Almighty dollar. Nah, the unmighty dollar, but the Almighty God. You know what I'm talking about? How about that? When you mess up, confess up, man. America, when you mess up, confess up, America. How in the world USA now stands for under Satan's authority? But I got to say, but God is still the one that's in control. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, because y'all don't want to see the world when God snatches spirit off the earth, off the world, off the earth. And that's what the rapture going to be. He's taking his spirit off the earth. That's why I believe Mother Nature is fighting, because God want to take his spirit off the earth now, and Mother Nature fighting, trying to hold on to it. So here come earthquakes, and here come this crazy weather, and here come all this, you know what I'm saying? Because the earth ain't never been without God's spirit. Even in Genesis 1, if you want to look at the first chapter and the first and second verse, it tells you that the earth was without form. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was over the face of the deep, and God's spirit was over the water. Before God even said, let there be light, his spirit was here. So no wonder Mother Nature said, no, don't take your spirit from me, because the whole nature itself is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. And we being revealed now, we will surely be revealed when Jesus comes. You know what I'm talking about? Nature itself is waiting for the revealing of the sons of God, man, the children of God. Children of God, stand up, man. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians. Let's go to Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. We're starting at verse number 13. Philippians chapter number 2. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at verse 12 and read 12 and 13. All right? So this is Philippians chapter number 2, verses 12 and 13. It says, therefore, my beloved. Beloved. Do you know what beloved is? Google that. Google beloved. Because that's how God feels about you, beloved. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Verse 13, here it is. Remember this verse. Meditate on this verse. For it is God who works in you. Look at this now. You're not getting no credit for none of this. All right? For it is God who works in you both to will, he working with your will to make you want to do, and to do, he doing it for his good pleasure. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. That's what the Holy Spirit's job is. You know what I'm saying? Make it show that you qualify for the work that God called you to do. You can't do it on your own. You're going to have his help. You know what I'm saying? I want to read that again. This is Philippians chapter number 2, verse 13. It says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do. He's doing two things in you, willing and doing. Mm-hmm. To will and to do for his good pleasure. For his good pleasure. So that's why you got to keep it real with him. That's why you got to acknowledge him in all your ways. You know what I mean? He's acquainted with all of them. For real. He's in every breath you breathe. You couldn't breathe without his breath of life in you, because he formed us and we were just formed out of dirt. But then he breathed the breath of life into us humans. Acts 1 and 8, then we got Romans 10. And then I'll be finished with the scriptures for today. But yeah, if you mess with your homie Oasis, man, you will get filled up with the word of God, man. I love the word and I stay in it, man. So therefore, you know, we keep scriptures on deck, man, and, you know, faith comes by hearing this word of God. So that's why we, you know, give so much scriptures. I want you to have faith in our Father, man. I want you to have faith in your Father. Let's go to Acts, though. Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1. And if you push one and talk, man, I'm going to come to you in a minute. I'm going to finish up these scriptures, so I ain't even looking at the switchboard right now. So, but if you push one, just be patient, man, and I'm going to get to you in a minute. All right, so Acts chapter number 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive bread by how is God that's in you. You know what I mean? Willing, that's working with your will and doing this through you. Now look at Acts chapter number 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. Yeah, and see, I'm going to go ahead and kill this little other thing right there, because I know a lot of folks put out there, even in the church, and I done heard it before. You know what I'm saying? They talking about the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you is that you got to speak in tongues. I'm going to kill that lie right now. You know what I'm saying? The devil is a liar. This is the evidence that you got the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter number 1, verse 8. Acts chapter number 1, verse 8. It says, you shall receive power. There goes one evidence. Power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That's one thing you're going to receive. That's how you know you got the Holy Spirit, because you're going to have power. The second thing it says, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem. So you're going to witness to Jesus. You know what I mean? Witness for Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we witness for the Christ. There goes your evidence right there. Power and being a witness for the Christ. People always, a gift of, how you going to act like, prophesying is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Interpreting tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. So how you going to act like just because you speak in tongues, that's better than somebody who prophesied or something? When these are all gifts of the Holy Spirit, man. That don't make you deeper than nobody just because you speak in tongues. That is God doing it, man. That's his spirit that does it. What Paul said, I wish that all y'all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. Because when you're speaking with tongues, you're edifying yourself, unless you can interpret that. Uh-oh. But when you're speaking in tongues, if you can't interpret, you're edifying yourself. When you're prophesying, you're edifying the church. See, they on this selfish stuff. We on this selfless stuff. That's what the kingdom is all about. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. One more scripture for the day. When you mess up, confess. So let's go back to Romans, though, chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. See, I don't come here to make up nothing or give you nothing. I give you the word. And then you argue with the word. That's between you and Father. You know what I'm talking about? Romans 10. Let's look at verse number 8. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 8 says, but what does it say? the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. All right. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach is near you, is in your mouth, and is in your heart. Did you know that? This is what the Bible's saying, man. I ain't making up nothing. The word is near you, in your mouth, and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse number 9 says that if you confess, you mess up, confess up. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Mm-hmm. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him, whoever believes on Jesus, whoever believes on the Almighty God and the Holy Spirit, they will not be put to shame. Faith comes by hearing this word of God. When you mess up, confess up. Come to Abba Father's throne boldly, and you're going to receive help, healing, and restoration. That's what this broadcast is all about. Help, healing, and restoration. When you mess up, confess up. Go to God boldly. Go to the throne of grace boldly and confess. And then he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of your sins. So he's going to help you. He's going to heal you. And he's going to restore you to the upright position that he created you to be in. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the word of God that went forth today. Father, thank you just for who you are. Thank you for just being God. Thank you for letting us get to know you like this. Thank you for this word of God. Thank you for your sacrifice as Jesus. Father, I ask that you would water the seed that has been planted today and let it produce a great harvest in your kingdom, Father. Let your will continue to be done. Keep these listeners encouraged, Father. Keep me encouraged, Father. Let your will continue to be done. Let us trust you more. Let us obey you more. Let us use more faith in you, Father. Because we shouldn't ask the King or the God Almighty for just small things. You ask the King for big things. So, Father, you are the one that created us and created this whole world, this whole earth that we live in, Father. You are the one that's in control. Let us come back to our first love and remember that you are the one still has the whole world in your hands. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. For sure, we up in here, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Got a call on the line, man. Caller from named Stiggy. Stiggy.
Hey.
14.
Hello, I'm Divine Design. How are you doing?
All right. Hey, Divine Design. I'm great. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just put in your chat earlier on that I'm really struggling with my faith and everything like that. And
yes,
it's not the Lord who I'm struggling with. I love the Lord, but
okay,
what I'm struggling with is other Christians.
Okay.
You know, if we are supposed to be the body of Christ, some of the way Christians are behaving is if that's Christianity, and that I do not want anything to do with it.
Right. You're right.
See
about
what I'm
that. Yes, ma'am. I can relate to it. I can relate to it because me and a couple of my other folks, I've been in the church, and when I went to church, I didn't expect the church to act like the devil. You know what I'm saying? I expect to get hated on in the world, and I expect the church to receive me, but they didn't receive me because I didn't look like them. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So, but God, he see me. Like you said, and a lot of people can't get past that. They get hurt in the church, but they can't separate God from the church, and they end up leaving God. And I'm glad that you are looking at it in the right perspective, saying that I'm not mad at God or feeling separated from God, but I'm feeling separated from the church. You know what I mean? The church is in a great falling away state right now, but you are in the kingdom. You see what I'm saying? So we always going to be connected to God. You know what I mean? The church is supposed to be kingdom, but they're in a great falling away state right now for whatever reason. The Bible talks about it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I want you to stay encouraged, and you continue to stay in your relationship with God. And you know what I mean? You stay in the Word and continue. And God, he'll send the right people that's going to connect with you. You know what I mean? It may be a few. And right now, maybe God wants you to be strong with just you and him right now. But he will send people, you know what I mean, there to encourage you that's on the same, you know, they believe in him like you do. You know what I mean? That does not preach condemnation.
Well, and that's my struggle as well. I carry the Bible with me everywhere I go. Right? When I pick it up, though, and I open it up, I don't see anything at this moment in time. And that makes me, I feel ashamed. Right? And I'm pretty scared of it. I'm not scared of the Bible. I'm just pretty scared of the feeling I get that I don't see anything what's written. And I used to see a lot. I used to read the Bible a lot. And I, at this moment in time, it's just like a big block in front of me. And I think it's because of the all the struggling what has been going on in my life and in my children's lives. Something is blocking. And I saw something today, a scripture. If I pray to the Lord wholeheartedly, and this is, I think, what's blocking it, because I'm not wholeheartedly in it.
Okay. Well, you got what the problem is. If you say you're not wholeheartedly in it, that's where he wants us to, you know, be in it wholeheartedly. And plus, you know, the devil going to do everything he can to distract us and deter us away from the Bible. You know what I mean? Because during those times where you're looking at the Bible and you might not see nothing, I'm going to tell you like this, to stay in it, though. Don't give up on it. Because even, you know, when you first started walking with God, you didn't understand everything in the Bible then, but you stayed into it because you had that hunger.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to get back. You know, I'm stirring up the hunger. I'm going to pray for the hunger inside you again for the Word. You know what I mean? And that God will help you to understand it more and unlock those mysteries like he was doing for you, because the block, what Satan is trying to get you to focus on is that block. That's him trying to block you. It's not God trying to block you from his Word. You know what I'm saying? But that's Satan trying to block you. And we slap Satan out the way. We got power over the enemy because we got the Christ in us. So instead of when you feel like even now when you get into the Bible and you might not see nothing, stay in it though. You know what I mean? Don't be so quick to shut it down. Don't say 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then shut it down. I'm not getting nothing. No. Matter of fact, and I'm going to tell you, start off in Psalms again. Because God, those beautiful, you know what I mean? And everything like that, man. So don't be discouraged and continue to push for it. I like your name, Divine Design, so you already know that you belong to the King anyway. You know what I'm saying? So we have power over the enemy. And if you would, I want to pray
with you. Can I ask you one more question? Can I ask you one more question, please? Because I need this clarification, too. The Lord always also said we have to love him first, right? But because there's so much going on with my children, I love my children too. So I feel like a hypocrite also because I love my children. So I'm putting my children before the Lord. So that's hypocritical too of me.
You're saying you're putting your children first place before
well,
God?
Well, yeah. You know, I think about them all the time.
Okay. Right. And see, you know, nothing, it has to be God. You know, the love that we have for God has to be greater than the love we have for our husband, wife, children, you know what I mean, ourselves and everything like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's good to love them, but you're right. You can't, God is, you know, that first commandment never changed. Have no other God before me. You know what I mean? You can't have your children before him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you know you got to go wholeheartedly. So, you know what I mean? You got to love God first. And then he will actually help you be able to love your children in the right way. And he'll, you know, once you get your relationship back right with him, watch what it does in your children's lives. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that.
Do you know what? You really have helped me. You really. So there was a point I saw you today on Facebook.
Okay.
So I really, well, really thank you very much.
I'm glad. And stay on the line. I thank
and
my,
I thank
my
the
other host. Okay. I'm going to pray for you before you go, and I think my other host may have some encouraging words for you as well. Hold on right quick. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm Young G. Mike, check. What's up, Young G?
Mike, check. 1212.
Yes, sir. You up in here. What's up, bro?
Okay, what's going on, King? Hey, I've been sitting here, you know, I've been listening to the broadcast, and usually, you know, I'm going back and forth. We both sharing the talk time on the broadcast. Sometimes you gotta sit down and be quiet and let God speak to you, and that's what he's been doing. He's been educating me and speaking to me through the program, and I want to thank the caller that just called in. Divine, what is her name again? The caller that we have online?
Divine Design.
Divine Design. I want to, first of all, we want to personally thank you, not just for tuning in to this broadcast, but not just being a hearer of the word, but being also a doer, because the word of God, the scripture said that we're supposed to work out our soul salvations with fear and trembling. And the fact that you took the initiative to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, God is saying, well done, because he's saying the times that you're reading into the scriptures and you feel as though there's a blocking taking place. He said it's not, as always described, not him separating you from his word, but what it is, it's your maturity in God's word is growing to a certain level to where you're no longer satisfied with the milk of the word, but you need the meat, the substance of the word, because you are maturing. And the same milk formula that you would use to attack certain situations, it's not seeming to work, or it's not seeming to go through, because for every different level, there's a different devil. For your bigger level, mm-hmm. there's a bigger devil, and God has to put and apply a little bit more pressure on you, Queen, and he wants you to be persistent and consistent. It's not to tear you down, but it's to build you up. But we know that before he can build us up the way he wants us, he has to literally destroy everything the enemy has spoken into our lives, everything he has formulated on the barricades to stop us. So as we learn that, God will continue through our prayer and meditation. And as Oasis told you, Queen, that as long as we continue to stay in that word, even if we don't feel that word, we have to know that we can't base our spiritual relationship on the Father based off of an emotional feeling. And if our emotions are controlling our relationship with God, then maybe it's not a genuine relationship with God, but maybe it's a traditional sense of religion with God. And because you are desiring that fire-filled relationship with God, you are not satisfied with the traditional pretending to represent God, meaning that the reason why you feel this discomfort in the traditional representation of God, which is considered to be today's church, which is supposed to be the body of God. Father, why you got me going over here? I said I was going to be quiet today. But he said it ain't your will, but he said not die. He said it's his will that shall be done. And the thing that I'm noticing and I'm realizing is as God began to mature his chosen vessels, the select few that he chose to reveal his secret wisdom and understanding of the kingdom of heaven, those of us, when we sit amongst a regular church temple, we get that same feeling Christ had. First of all, we're asking questions that you can't answer. And when we begin to ask questions that those who are supposed to be teachers of God's word can't answer, then at that point, it's time for us to stop going to those people for the answers and go directly to the manufacturer and say, God, okay, I'm at a different level now. Okay,
amen.
God, this used to work for me, but it don't work now. I thank God you are calling me to a higher level, because guess what? My passion for you is still here. My desire and my drive for you is still here. However, when I get around these church folk, just like Oasis said, instead of feeling closer to you like I'm supposed to be amongst my brethren, I feel disconnected from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Queen, and King O, all other listeners around the world, let's get understanding of what God's word. Let he that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. The reason why you suffer from so much discomfort is because there's a birthing inside of our spirit. See, there's a birthing inside of our soul that's different than the traditional church leadership or traditional government leadership, which we consider to be at the time in Jesus' day, Pharisees and Sadducees. So because of this shifting in our belly and our desire being stirred up and resurrected in our mind, we are literally combating the existence of traditional religion, because my queen, Christ said himself that tradition makes religion of no effect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, tradition makes religion of no effect. And the reason why we ain't feeling it when we go around it, y'all, is because tradition, hallelujah, makes religion of no effect. We too busy working on the outside, y'all, and we ain't working on the inside. So what we decide to do, and I'm sure it's what you decide to do because you're listening to this broadcast, you decide to stop putting the makeup on an ugly face, and you decide to clean up and purify the real face and let the real face shine through the outer appearance. Mm-hmm. And there's not gonna, you're not going to be able to make that type of transition without the enemy saying, wait a minute. Now, this person is beyond the surface reading of the scripture. This person wants more than just to be able to say, I read this word. This person is actually seeking the knowledge and understanding so that they can teach the word, because Jesus said to go out and make disciples. So the fact that you're desiring more than what the traditional church is giving you lets me know that, guess what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why? He sent us to establish, he came to establish his kingdom in the hearts of men and women on the face of the planet. And his resurrection was a spiritual resurrection by way of mentality. He was mentally resurrected in the minds of everyone that had ever heard the story of the good news, which is the fine gospel of Jesus Christ, the anointed one. With what? Wisdom, understanding. And that's what you're getting today, Queen. That's what I'm getting as I open my mouth. He's giving me understanding. And he's giving Oasis understanding as we go forth on this broadcast, because it's not his will. Not our will. Excuse me. Not our will. Again, not our will, but his will be done. And once he puts you in a situation where your body is uncomfortable and uneasy, that's because he's about to make you get up. He's about to make you get up, because guess what? If we're not a part of the solution, then we are the problem. Jesus said, he that gathers not with me scatters. So just because they have a church in the name of the Lord and they say I preach in the name of the Lord and they say I cast out devils in the name of the Lord and they say I've done these many marvelous things in the name of the Lord, he's going to say quickly. He's going to want to know about the heart. He's not going to want to know about what you've done in his name. He's going to want to know about the heart. And if your heart wasn't for real, true relationship, he's going to say, I never knew you. Because you was confident with going into those walls of a building and hearing about my message or my word and not understanding it. And then the one that's supposed to give understanding lacked to give that understanding. And my queen, God says that, woe unto the shepherd that scattered the flock. Well, God said, you are that prodigal daughter, queen. You are that prodigal daughter, and the feast is being prepared, because the enemy thought that you were going to go a different direction and keep on heading, but you turned around and said, wait, forget what they doing in this church. Forget how they making me feel. God, I know you're real. I know you got something for me, so I'm going to go and get it and get what he told me to tell you, queen. Mic check, are you there?
You still
have faith. Yeah. See, the Spirit of the Lord told us to rejoice, for the day of the Lord is here in our hand. And he said, you are exactly, specifically and precisely, exactly where you ought to be in his hand. So fret not, for the Lord said, I will never leave you. So I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. He said, I am with you always. And Jesus asked everyone that came to him for miracles. Yeah, he said, do you believe that I'm able to do what you're asking me to do? And if the answer was accurate and yes, he said, well, guess what? He said, as you believe, as thou believe, be it unto you. Then he said, your faith, not my power, not what I'm about to do, but your faith has made you whole. And he tell him, hey, go your way. Thy sins are forgiven, and your faith has made thee whole. And that's what's going on today. He say, hey, thy sins have been forgiven. Thy misunderstanding has been forgiven. I forgive you for not understanding. But now there is understanding. Come and drink from the river of water that never runs dry. King O.
For sure, man. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for letting divine power live. Father, thank you for letting us just tune in. And thank you for answering the questions, Father. I know it was not me. I dare not take any of your credit or glory. So thank you. I ask that you would just move that block. You know what I mean? Break down the walls like you did with the walls of Jericho, Father. Let her get into your word. Let her reach for your word. Let her go after you more. Let her realize that you are the one that she needs to go after. And she can go for strength. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you, Father, and I ask for restoration, healing, and help on her part. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, glory to
got
God.
Another call. Another call.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Wanda, it's on you. It's on you, Wanda. What's happening?
Oh, hallelujah. I didn't hear you. I was praising them because let me tell you.
That's right, Wanda. That's right.
Exactly where she is at. But let me tell you, because you do fear God, because you do feel you condemning yourself. Know that Jesus has you. Just because you have that thought, I feel like I'm putting my children. I feel like I'm putting everything before him. No, you're not. You know Jesus. And like Genesis said, he's taking you to another level. You're not satisfied with that worldly thing. You're satisfied. You're trying to get another level. And what God is doing is the Satan can't block you. He ain't got that block with you. You got Jesus. He's carrying you.
Amen.
He's carrying you. When you can't see your way, you call on him. Because Satan is gone. So he just got that block thinking you think it's block. It's a smoke screen. It's not real. He got you. He got you in his arms. He got your children in his arms.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to bring you through this. I know this for myself because I give this testimony all the time on this broadcast because this broadcast is not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. And the one thing Genesis said is he gives you that another level, and Satan knows it. He knows it. He sees that you're going to another level, so he tries to make you believe. He messes with your mind, and he says, oh, you think about your children more than you think about Jesus, so you ain't going nowhere. Oh, you think about what's going on in your life more than you think about, then you give Jesus praise. No, you continue to read your Bible. You can continue to believe Jesus. Know that he's going to heal your land. He's going to bless you, and he's going to bring you out. And when you don't see your way, you close your eyes because you don't have to see. Jesus got
you. There you go.
And you don't look at what the church say. You don't look at what the people say. You don't look at what the world say, what the government say, what the money say, what your bank account say.
Say that. Hallelujah.
Everything going to confess to Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess.
Hallelujah.
I know him all this time, and you're going to tell me all this time it wasn't real. Now I get to a point in my life where I can't get through this. I know I got the blood on me.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
I don't care what they're doing in the street. My children are saved by his grace and his mercy. I don't care what my baby.
Shall return. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right.
My father's the land. My father is the owner of this earth. My father is the manufacturer, as you said. I am his child. So guess what, Satan? Put that block, that smoke right there, that black smoke, because it's not real. It's not
that's
real.
Right.
It's a facade. It's not real. Jesus is carrying you right now, and he's carrying you to another level. You keep on believing, keep on reading his word, and you keep on saying, I know that I belong to Jesus. And even though you feel like you are in a place where it's not right and you can't get through to God, sometimes Satan try to make us believe we can't get our prayers through to God. You, as long as you see Jesus, he hears you. He's right there with you. He has you in the palm of his hand. And all he's doing is building you and making you stronger so you can go to the next level. You are not weak. You are not bound. You are not restricted from God's blessing. You will make it. You will get through this, and you will succeed, and you will go to the next level in God because he already has a relationship with you. You belong to him.
Hallelujah. And that's how you give life. Hallelujah. That's life right there. That's life. That's living, loving, and life right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Right there, man. Y'all don't feel it in the atmosphere. Yeah.
It's when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. When hip-hop meets
that's
the truth.
Love.
We up in here, man.
Amen.
Hey, we'll be
Lord.
Back next Saturday. Next Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, man. Like I said, man, if y'all dig what we doing, man, check out www.kobgmg.com. That's www.kobgmg.com. That's Kings Ordained by God Music Group. We up through there. You know what I'm talking about? We'll be back next
Let's
Saturday.
11 a.m. Eastern, man. When you mess up, confess up, man.
Superstar. Get it, got it good. Never been to Hollywood. Hollywood, probably would act just like Jesus if I probably could. Probably would hop out on some demons screaming God is good. Bust out in the praise band quick, then get on the tour. Cities all decayed, yeah, they all in ruin. Y'all been doing hard against y'all brother. Now y'all think y'all cool. Hot, full of God rap and
Hold on. What do you say? If I was in Hollywood, I'd be acting like Jesus would, jumping out on the demon.
Man, say that. Hop out on demons if I probably could. He said tripping, partner.
Yes,
banging for Christ over here, man. Put the flag down, man. Put
yes,
the crown
sir.
Up. Put the
yes,
crown
sir.
On the King the crown in his face.
Bang
on him.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the homie O'Leary, man. Let's run it back, man.
Yeah.
We gonna live forever.
Yeah.
We gonna live forever, y'all.
Yeah, set tripping, banging, home for the king.
Mm-hmm. Get it, got it good. Never been to Hollywood. Hollywood, probably would act just like Jesus if I probably could. Probably would hop out on some demons screaming God is good. Bust out in the praise band quick, then get on the tour. Cities all decayed, yeah, they all in ruin. Y'all been doing hard against y'all brother. Now y'all think y'all cool. Hot, full of God rap aim that y'all probably throwing. Forward on the wicked, poor wicked doing. Take it to him, say it all out in the scriptures, let the scriptures prove it. Listen to it, easy God and crazy about this Christian music. Walk by faith, not by sight. We about to really do it. This here is not my fight. God is about to bring me through it. Promised land, bring me to it. Holy Spirit, keep me moving. Overheating, leaking, cooling. Tell my brothers, all my sisters, all my Christians, we can do it. We can do it. Yeah, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. G-O-D, G-O-D. God on deck, but you know about he. J-C. Pay my debt, all my debt with a really high fee, yeah. G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, but you know about he. J-C, pay my debt, all my debt with a really high fee.
Hold on,
thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. And it just get better, y'all. We gon' live forever, y'all. Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. We gon' live forever, y'all. And it just get better, y'all. We gon' live forever, y'all. Satan lose, good news. According to your Bible, we can conquer the Diablo. Cast them out with the rest of the cargo. Out in the ocean, yeah, Leonardo. Dance on the devil, Marco Polo. Heaven my home, kinda like a hobo. Fellowship, kick it like a dojo. Holy strip, kinda like a promo. Big event, no one tryna go, yo. Even if I gotta go solo. Justice, kinda like the popo, serve and protect. The top is a robo, blood of the lamb on a post of my dodo. Dirty little devil, right to the glory. He ain't on my level, y'all thumbs to the floor, yo. Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. And it just get better, y'all. We gon' live forever, y'all. Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all. Get better, y'all. We gon' live.
We gon' live forever, y'all.
And we will be better, y'all.
Bruh, did he just say G-O-D, God on deck? Yes, sir.
I know about that.
That's what I'm talking about, for sure, man. Hey, man, you're supposed to be getting out of here, man. You got anything else to say, man? I'm finna be out, cuz.
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, shouts out one more time, man, to all the listeners all across the world, man. We appreciate you for tuning in to this particular broadcast of When Hip Hop Meets Christ, man. Stay tuned up. Get that Christ in your life. Why we about that life, man? Bang on them with them crowns.
Yes, sir.
Me.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Next Saturday, holla.
Standing on the stage, hoping that you will give them praise. They want you to bow down. They want control over the crowd now. Then the demons start letting go. They start attacking some individuals. And you looking like you didn't know that their concert is just a ritual. Now everybody's clapping. At the same time, everybody's clapping. And they throwing up signs, worshiping the devil, but you pay it, never mind. What does it profit to gain the whole world? Lord, since your prophet to change the whole world. I'm really getting sick of this music being a matter. And I'm sick of other Christians saying music ain't a factor. I've seen a lot of things just by living in the A. And just because of that, it's somewhere I wanna be. The devil may be balling, but one day we're gonna see. The Lord Jesus returns just to play a little D. These are the things they don't show on TV. People getting rich, but they pay a little fee. Free, yeah, right. They paying with their life. That's why a man get on his knees and ask a man to be his wife. The lights, the camera, the action. It looks nice, but everything you see ain't exactly what it looks like. The hook's tight. But listen to their verses, they cursing on purpose, cause they follow the serpent. Then behind the curtains, they get paid for recruiting some more slaves, giving Lucifer the praise. It's crucial for the babes, cause we buy them the music like you should be okay, but you would be
hey,
amazed.
Man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light. The light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight.
Like your favorite rapper's girlfriend. So many people lost in this world, no direction. I'm staying home, boy, I ain't flexing. I ain't caught up in the Benz or Lexus. The rims or the necklace, all that is deception. Take the blinders off, we've been deceived. The money just a tool, it's more for you to achieve. The flashing lights and cars ain't really all that it seems. Smile for the camera, but checking behind the scenes. A lot of people hurting inside, chasing a dream. Trying to fill a void that only the Lord can intervene. It's cool to have dreams, but know who you putting first. Don't make money your God, be patient and know your worth. Cause we ain't on this earth forever, we here and gone. Got one life to live, so live it until you're gone. Children obey your parents, the Bible said this is good. You ain't gotta sell dope just cause you raised in the hood. You ain't gotta take your clothes off, baby girl, you a precious. A jewel in God's eyes, don't settle for nothing less than the best man. But for now, just be a kid, don't be grown for your time. And parents, get on your biz, turn your children back to God. Cause honestly, they are his. Gotta lead by example, period, that's what
hey,
it
man,
is.
Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight. Tonight, tonight. Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works.
Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's a lie.
the light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight, tonight, tonight. Hey man, I hope that you don't think that's the light. The light, the light. Don't let the devil steal your soul on tonight, tonight, tonight.
Y'all know there ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Yo.
Listen, 2 Timothy 1:7 says that God has not given us a spirit of fear,
okay,
but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Alright.
So at that we declare this. Hey,
ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil. Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. The devil's plotting hard on me, and he praying that I slip, but I won't slip, and I won't fall. No, I can't fall. With a God like mine, I can't fall. Big K's like a pit bull. Let me out him. Ain't nobody scared of the devil, and I walk through the valley with my chest out wide, cause I feel no man, and I pray only to God, cause it was just a few months ago when a brother didn't have a soul. Should've been scared, I was looking at the face of the devil. But I was ready for war, been ready. Could've been in the grave, could've been behind bars or a statistic, but I am not a statistic or a misfit, trying to fit in with society. Cause society is biased. Comes to the man that supplies it, comes to the man that supplies it, comes to the man. Thanks to the Lord and the Lord only, cause he was there when my money got a little funny. And friends turn to enemies, and they still wanna be a friend of me. Gold watch, I'm blinging. Material things, I don't need them. I'm in the back of the trap, preaching those who don't go to church, but still, yeah, trying to save as many souls as possible. Scared of the devil? Nah, forget that. I ain't never scared. Since day one, I ain't been never scared.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. My praise is a weapon, yeah, I'm ready for whatever. Times I've been down, couldn't see no lesser. God picked me up, cause he knew me better. Been a lot of storms, I'm stuck in the weather. Steady trying to walk, can't shake this pressure. Chains of a pressure on my neck like a sweater. I work for his name and receive my blessing. I rep that cross, that G, that O, that D. Why the world can't get like me? I do it for his name, now my name in the streets is all about Jesus, son of a king. Calling my El Shaddai, such a friend of mine. Praise walking through the speaker's crunch time. It's been a long time coming, but I made it out. Grace and mercy I rap about. My father the author, creator of all. I'm desperately seeking his face, walking by faith. So if I shift all of his grace, I know he will cleanse every stain, break every chain, remove the hurt and the pain, offer the love of his praise. Rose from the dead with the keys to the grave, lifting our hands and together we pray. Like in Jesus Christ who got victory, no enemy can't stop it. Though a lot of trials seem to keep coming, gotta endure the race and I'm running. Not to the swift nor to the strongest, but to the one that stand on his promise. He loves me first, gotta pay homage. In his will, still I'm astonished.
Ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil. 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 God died and rose 3 days later, so ain't nobody scared of the devil.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know the Lord is with me and it's on me to tend. crucifixion, resurrection, conquer death and such a blessing. Wash away my sins. He is so glorious. Walk by faith and truly trust. When he leaves victorious, all they do through him for us. Even when I fell for the trick of the enemy, God spared me, conquer death through for myself. Lift me up when my head fell. Block me from death, would have run to hell. Comforting me when it seems too hard for me to deal. God is the true definition of real.
This is your track today.
Let me know that you're the one.